This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Roughly 200 protesters took to the streets in Milwaukee last night. The gathering started at Cathedral Square and was called a hands-off Chicago rally. Organizers say they were taking action against the arrival of military and ICE teams in Chicago.
They want me and my documented community to stay silent. They want us to not come to events like this. They want us to not come to meetings and to create community. They want us to continue to be divisive and to be scared. But what do we say to that? BS, you are not going to win.
That's Fernanda Jimenez-Houch, founder of Comité Sin Fronteras. The crowd marched to the federal building as speakers highlighted worries about effects on local communities and civil rights. Protesters said they wanted to support the people in Chicago and prevent federal troops from operating in city neighborhoods. ICE says they're conducting efforts in Illinois primarily to enforce immigration laws and to target those with criminal records or associations with gangs. Milwaukee city workers are among those feeling the impact from an insurance issue. It's been about a week since Ascension Wisconsin and United Healthcare failed to agree on a contract. About 2,000 city workers now face no in-network coverage at Ascension, facing many to switch doctors or providers. Both Ascension and United Healthcare say they're still working to find a fair solution. Microsoft has pulled the plug on its data center in Caledonia after local opposition, but the company says it's not giving up on the community. Officials say Microsoft is still interested in building in that area or elsewhere in Racine County and will work with the county and village leaders to find a new site. While one in Racine County is off the table, another in Ozaukee County is moving ahead despite protests. The Port Washington Common Council has approved an $8 billion data center project on 1,900 acres near I-43. This week, hundreds of people from Port Washington and neighboring communities showed up to a Port Common Council meeting to talk about power usage, water impact, and property values. Supporters argue the project will bring more than 4,000 construction jobs and over 300 permanent positions. Groundbreaking on that Port Washington project is expected within 6 to 8 weeks. It should be fully operational by 2028. Fire investigators in Oak Creek are trying to figure out what started a deadly fire at an apartment complex early yesterday. The Oak Creek Fire Department was called to reports of smoke at the Seasons of Orchard Hills apartments before 8 a.m. That's off South 27th, south of Drexel. Again, authorities are still investigating the cause. 1 week after the contract deadline, Ascension Wisconsin remains out of network for United Healthcare members. The failed deal has left thousands across the area facing tough choices about switching providers or paying more for care. The companies say they continue to negotiate but have yet to reach an agreement. And October baseball picks back up again tonight with an 8:08 first pitch in Chicago. The Cubs won last night. The Brewers and Cubs are fighting for a spot in the National League Championship Series. A victory there would send the team to the World Series. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, there will be a Game 4 tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive. On the brink of elimination, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. They know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. Really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called, and John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com.